I always loved the information, like to collect information when you're looking at something. And this is just such an easy way to do it because it's a very complex topic. And to try to do stuff like on your own right. and try to figure it all out, it's basically impossible. These are massive databases that are behind, you know, this program, this report. And that's why we're such big believers in using it.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Welcome into the Retirement Cafe. We are going to get you ahead of the curve, avoiding the herd. Today's conversation is all about the free college or money report and why it's so important, why you need to access it, and why you need to do so as quickly as possible, honestly. Welcome in, Dan and Brent. Good to talk to you guys again. How are you?
Great. Looking forward to the show today.
Yeah, I know we're recording this. We're in July, so I know everybody is, well, people going heading off to college are already kind of in that mindset of where I'm living and getting everything started. But is this topic of the college money report and planning for college and affording college, is that busy right now, or is it really just kind of a year-round process?
I was going to say, I've got a child, that makes him sound too young. He's going to be a senior. So one of my sons is in college, and he's actually, you're right, he's already picked out his housing, all that stuff for his second year. And then my other son he's taking visits, right?
Yeah.
So like it's here, like, right, Brent, you got to be doing this stuff now.
Yeah. Now is the time to really start getting into it. And that's why this is well-timed, is because, you know, before you start taking these visits, we want you to have this report in your hands.
Yeah,
and we'll talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Like, we're going to talk about prepping for those visits, where to go, why you should have some idea before you start making visits, you know, those types of things.
Very good. And now a couple of websites to remember, averywealth.com, that's where we put all the shows up. So if you miss a single episode of the podcast, you can find it there. Also, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss an episode going forward. But also, yourcollegereport.com, that's the one to remember for this. It'll drop you right into the page to go into what we're talking about today. So yourcollegereport.com. Now, this title of the episode is kind of interesting to me, Avoid the Herd. How are you tying in the herd, a rush of people, and college planning?
Well, it's kind of funny. So Dan and I were talking about how to get a title for this, and he brought it up. That was his idea. And every time I hear this, so Dan and I have been friends for decades, right? I
mean, hey, let's not make us too old.
Years, yes, whatever. It's a long, long time. And we had a calculus class together in high school, and Mr. Rice.
One of the best teachers of all time.
Best teachers, yes. Awesome guy. Love him. And he would always tell us, like, we sat down the first day of class, and he's like, I'm not assigning you guys seats, right? Because I know you're like cattle, and you're just going to go to the same place every time, no matter what. And so it's just funny whenever we hear this. So we had to bring up that story, and it, you know, and just to mess with him, of course, for the rest of the semester, we would never sit in the same seats because that's what we would do. But it was pretty funny. But it's kind of along those lines, like, you know, you're just doing what everybody else is doing, right?
Yeah. I was telling Brent, I always think about, like, the herd mentality, because everybody, I mean, it feels good to do what everybody else is doing, right?
Yeah.
I always think of that visual, you know, like Cedar Point Amusement Park, or like at the airport where you're going through all these, I call it not turnstiles, but, you know, it's like cattle, right? They put you through these things. And what we want to do is help you avoid that and go straight to the quick line. What are those fast passes?
That's
Pass. Yeah, you do. You need the fast pass for sure. I mean, I think about it, you know, we've just come out of this pandemic.
Yeah.
And I think about, like, the dots at the store, you know, like or waiting to get in the store outside of Lowe's. You know, you pull up and there's this big line and everybody's 6 feet apart. One dot at a time, of thing. It's like crazy.
Yeah. But I think it's so true. Like, people, especially financial issues, and this is really a financial issue we're talking about because it's one of the biggest investments you'll ever make in your life. But people just tend to go with the group.
Yeah.
Like, it's very comfortable, right? You don't stand out. So that's where the herd came from.
Yeah. And then we always think, speaking of finances, we always think of things that people say, like, well, I'm never going to be able to retire, or I'm always going to have a car payment, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
those types of things. And then, it, you know, like, it's impossible to go to school without a bunch of student loans. I mean,
right.
we hear that all the time.
Yeah, and the reality is there's always people that have done things different, that have had much more success. And, you know, you got to recognize that, right? Yeah. It's not everybody doesn't always have a car payment. Everybody doesn't come out of school with a bunch of debt, right?
Right.
There's other ways to do it, and that's the whole point of the show today.
So when I first saw the title, I was thinking like the rush of people, like to try to beat, get ahead of the curve. But we're talking about more like don't just follow the pack, kind of create your own lane and do things your own way, and you'll be better off.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Sure.
So, you know, we hear these stories all the time, though, about the college debt crisis. I mean, it is front and center right now. Tuition costs seemingly go up every single year. Is it really possible, though, for people to avoid the herd and just completely do things differently?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, for sure, it's possible to do that. I mean, and today, that's what we're going to talk about. You know, first of all, why do you need this report? What's in it? How it's going to help you, and just what you need to do and where to go to get it. You know, we already mentioned that yourcollegereport.com is a great place to go to fill that in. And we're going to talk about the information that you're going to need to do so.
Yeah. And I think, Ben, you know, the reality, we live in amazing times. Like I tell our kids this all the time. They're working on some assignment at school and they got to research something. And I'm like, holy cow, you can literally get on a laptop in our living room. And get more information than you could ever even absorb about any topic imaginable. You could watch videos on it. You could read articles on it. You could see pictures about things, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we take it for granted and we don't use it to its greatest extent. So like when it comes to this stuff, and like, for example, this report we're going to talk about, it is an amazing tool and it's free, doesn't cost anything. And it puts someone at such an advantage over someone that doesn't have a report like this. You know, and it's just, it's fantastic. But the thing is, back to that herd thing, you got to be different.
Right, right. You have to take some steps, mm-hmm. right, to make sure that you're going to make a really good, informed decision, to put yourself in the best possible place you can to be successful, right? And that doesn't happen just by hoping that that it's going to happen.
Right.
Right. You have to have a process of going about it.
Well, let's help people understand kind of where the herd is headed and understand the problem in general. And I know we know, okay, it's expensive, prices are high, you know, all this stuff. But help me better understand exactly what the issue is here and then why this report is a good place to begin.
Yeah, I mean, just to start off, Brent, we talk about it all the time. College decisions are very unique when it comes to overall financial decision making, right?
Yeah.
And so like most decisions people make, let's take other major decisions you're going to make. A house or a car, right?
Yeah.
So most people, when they go buy a house, I mean, they're looking online. They're like, yeah, they've kind of calculated what a payment might be. And they're like, you know what? I think we can afford $200,000 as an example, right, for that house. So what do they do? What do you do on the website if you know that's what you can afford?
If you search it out. Yeah, those are the houses that you're looking for.
Do you look at the million-dollar homes?
No. And you know they have the filters like just like anything. Oh, I think you know I better keep it under 200, right? You know you don't put maybe $1 million house. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah,
you're not going to go visit that.
No. And I mean it's the same thing with a car.
Yeah,
like if you know, hey, I can afford this much money on a car. You go look for cars that are around that much.
I thought you went to the Lamborghini dealership.
Well, we don't have one in Jackson.
No, we don't. Not anywhere close, but. But you would just wouldn't do that.
Right.
You wouldn't do that. You would start out with, you know, looking for something that you can afford.
Yes.
And so that's the whole reason why this is so important is because the buying process. And so when you're going to school, you're buying an education, mm-hmm. right? This is a Absolutely. Business decision that you're making. And so how does that usually go? It usually starts out with, hey, you know, Johnny, where you want to go to school?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite schools? And it may be two or three or four schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do?
You visit.
Yeah.
No idea what they're going to cost. Yeah.
And do you think that Johnny's going to like the schools that he lists? Yeah, because they're marketing machines.
Yes.
Right?
Those visits, and I've been on them, you've been on them.
Yeah.
They do a tremendous job of making you feel like it's the greatest place in the world and you'd be crazy if you want to be anyplace else.
Yeah.
They all do. They do a really good job with it.
I mean, heck, all you have to do is take a kid, a boy especially, into the cafeteria in these places now. It's crazy, right? And they're like, I'm going here. Like, I can get that fast food. I can get whatever, you know, pizza, this, what, that. I mean, sold.
Yeah, and another little trick they use, especially back to the boys, you don't see any unattractive girls touring people around. Everybody here, everyone's beautiful. Yeah. The food's fantastic.
Yes.
The weather's always sunny. You know, that's what it's like. And you're like, they walk out of there like, Mom, Dad, I love that place. Yeah.
And so then you apply, right?
Yep.
You get accepted. And then it's the parents, oh, no, like, you know.
How are we going to pay
for it? How are we going to pay for this thing? Yeah. Right? And so that's why it's so important, is because we have to correct this buying process.
Yeah.
And we have to turn it the way that we talked about how we're doing it with a home or with a car or any other major purchase that you're going to make. Is you have to have an idea of what you can afford and what schools are going to be a good fit for you before you start visiting.
Yeah, I mean, some people think of certain areas or criteria, like, for example, you know, if you want to be an engineer or a doctor or whatever it might be, a teacher, you know, there will be some things like, hey, I've heard this school's decent at that. And that's a good start.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure it's a huge investment. You're going to a school that fits and that you don't get 2 years into it and go, oh, you know, they really don't have the program I want. And right. You got to transfer and it costs a bunch of money. What they don't do is take this next step that we're talking about, is not only finding out what are good schools for what you want to do, but what are good values in the things that, you know, the schools that provide the things that you want to do, which is a big next step.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost sounds like the herd kind of does things backwards, right? Instead of starting with what it's going to cost and then work back, that's the last thing they get to. So this report that we're talking about, is it going to give us some of this information that we need to begin this process the right way?
It's pretty going to give some great information.
It gives fantastic information. And so let's talk a little bit about what you have to do to get it, right? So in order to have the information, first of all, this is a highly secure site, right?
Yeah.
And you're not having to share any really identifying information. You can put a first initial or in your last name or the opposite. You know, you don't have to put your real information in there other than your income. You're going to have to put your income in there. You're going to have to put your assets, and then you need to put an academic profile for your students. So what GPA did they have? Or have what test scores do they have? And so that's what you're going to need to put in here to get the report.
Yeah, and I think just worth mentioning, a lot of people are, especially if you haven't had kids go through this process yet, people get kind of frustrated with, well, why do they need to know how much money I make, right? And so the reason they do, there's two primary ways that colleges provide aid to kids. The first way is like need-based aid, which is, it's based on what resources you have, right? Yeah. It's based on your income and assets and different things like that. The second type of aid is more like merit. So it's based on what you've done. Hey, this student has great test scores, really good GPA, really good extracurricular activities. We want them. And so they're willing to maybe provide some money that way. So that's the information you're putting in, is so that the report can filter it down and figure out, okay, based on the profile of your family and student, what are going to be good deals, right, Bert?
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's what you're going to, that's why you need to put that in there. So, because normally, and this is why this report is so helpful, is because you don't really begin to get that information until the fall of your senior year when you start to fill out the FAFSA, which is a federal form that everyone needs to fill out if they're going to get any type of need-based aid from a school. Okay. And so you want to make sure that you put this in, because you can get those numbers and you can get an idea of what schools think you can afford well before you're a senior, which it's really too late. I mean, you've probably taken visits and all that by the fall of your senior year.
Yeah. And one thing I think is interesting in the report, it shows us, is that not all colleges figure out this the same way. So like when you think about they will tell you, and you can look up any college, by the way, most websites, if you went to University of Michigan or Michigan State or Western Michigan, they'll tell you kind of their cost of attendance, which is supposed to be somewhat all-inclusive. So they'll tell you, hey, this is about what we think it costs to go here, including books and housing and food and all those other things, right? And then the second thing is, these reports looking at, based on all your information, is what do they think you should be able to afford?
Yeah.
Which I love that, right?
Yeah.
That's so nice of them. Telling us what we should be able to afford, right? But they start comparing those numbers. And the thing that throws a little extra wrench into it is that there's kind of three different ways, right, that school, or different formats, if you will, that schools use to kind of figure out what they think you should be able to afford and things.
Yeah. And so there's the federal way, which is done by the FAFSA.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's the CSS profile, which is a lot of private schools. Some public schools do it. I believe University of Michigan uses mm-hmm. the CSS profile. I think, don't quote me on this one, I think North Carolina does. There's just some of the elite type academic institutions. And then there's a consensus one as well, which a few other schools use. But primarily, you're going to be dealing with those first two.
Yeah, and the good thing is the report kind of gives you those numbers.
Yeah,
right?
So it gives you the idea of that well ahead of time.
Yeah, which I think is really fantastic because, you know, seeing that, it kind of gives you, and they generally don't differ that much, right? They could in certain circumstances.
Yeah, there's just different things that they're using. Mm-hmm. Like in some of them, if you have equity in your home, that may be included. If in others, so in the federal and the FAFSA, that's not included in there. So different ways of going about what need you might be eligible to have.
Yeah. And it's really neat in the report. Like as I've looked through these things, I love the fact how it takes just different schools and it applies all that information and gives you real numbers back.
Yeah. So what happens with this is when you get this report, it actually summarizes a lot of the information we're talking about. So it's going to walk you through some of the key things that you need to know about financial aid, like what is an expected family contribution, you know, what is cost of attendance, what is this, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then it answers some really, really critical questions for everybody. Which is, you know, like we talked about, what do colleges think you can afford? Will your student qualify for grants or scholarships? Everybody wants to know that. I mean, mm-hmm. that's such a big thing to know. And then it also is going to allow you to put in three different schools, maybe that you're thinking that your student might want to go to.
Yeah.
And you can get a comparison of each one of those schools and what, you know, how much you can expect to pay out of pocket by choosing each one of those schools.
It's amazing.
Pretty powerful report.
Because you might look, the thing that I find so amazing about it, you might look up on the website and say, oh, those schools are all similar. Or maybe you find, oh, that one looks like it's a lot more. But then when you actually pair that with your own family's information and students' information, you might be pretty surprised, right, at how different the actual cost is for you versus what maybe you found on that website.
Yeah, and we've talked about this, I believe, before on the podcast, but you're not going to have the same results at a particular school probably as your neighbor.
Right.
I mean, it's so different from family to family, and there's definitely schools that are more generous for family A than family B, right? But that doesn't mean that it's the same way for everybody, right?
Like right.
It's just going to be different depending on your unique situation. And I can tell you that there's some tremendous savings that can be had by figuring out which schools are going to be most generous to you and targeting them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's how you make a good decision.
Yeah.
I always loved the information, like to collect information when you're looking at something. And this is just such an easy way to do it because it's a very complex topic. And to try to do stuff like on your own and try to figure it all out, it's basically impossible. These are massive databases that are behind, you know, this program, this report. And that's why we're such big believers in using it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And for you guys, you know, once somebody kind of goes through this process and let's say I hop on and I fill out this college report and go through it and everything, where do you guys step in from that point?
So with everybody who gets the report, there's a link in there to schedule a call, and we would do a 15-minute free call with anybody just to make sure that they understand the report, answer any questions that they have. And then we do have some resources that go beyond this that may or may not be a good fit for everybody, and we would discuss that and whether or not that would be a good fit for your situation. But that's kind of where you would start, is just to get this report. And then if you need some clarification or if you have other questions that brings out in you, because a lot of times as you get more and more information, you will have more and more questions, hopefully, right?
Right.
And so we're able to help you kind of walk that.
Yeah. And I think like Brent was talking about, for some families that need additional help, they might say, okay, we figured out what school we're going to. We figured out this is a good deal. They might need some kind of help with planning on still how to pay for it, right? Like for building sure. out a plan of, hey, we can contribute this much a month. We've got, you know, grandma and grandpa want to contribute a little bit of money to this. We've got a little money in a 529, whatever it might be, some money in a savings account, but helping them put that all together. And so what we've done is we've put together some very affordable programs to help figure that stuff out too, if you need that additional help. But the biggest thing is getting the free report to begin with, understanding where you stand, getting those immediate questions answered if there's something in there that doesn't make sense, and then you can start your journey of visiting schools on much better footing, making sure you're spending your time wisely in those areas.
Yeah, that's so helpful. So helpful indeed. And I think a lot of people just don't understand what's available to them in this process. So I'm glad we're having this conversation. Hopefully it will benefit. Even if it benefits one person, planning for college is worth the time. But if you know someone that is planning for college, or you are planning for college yourself, trying to figure out how you're going to balance that, it is one of the biggest expenses you'll have in your lifetime, especially with the current rates of tuition and such. You'll want to go to yourcollegereport.com. And do most people kind of, they willingly go to this, or is it tough to get people here? It seems like a no-brainer if you're planning to just try this out and see what it comes up with.
Yeah, I think the biggest, people worry about information, right? Like, I don't want to put stuff out there.
Yeah.
That's what Brent was referring to earlier, is that you don't have to worry about that. You don't even have to put your real name.
Right.
And gotcha. You can go through and you can, you know, put whatever information you're comfortable with. Obviously, if your information is not accurate, you're not going to get an accurate
yeah.
report.
Yeah.
But you don't have to put your real name or anything like that. It's been designed, number one, to be secure, but also just to make sure that there's no issues with any kind of identity theft or anything like that.
Yeah, there's
totally
no
safe.
Yeah, there's no identifying factors. I mean, your name would be really your only identifying factor. You're going to put your email address in there, and then some of the other information that we talked about. And there's a really nice wizard that takes you through it step by step. So
yes,
it's just
okay.
like there's a 9-step process that basically you go through, you put that information in. Once you're done, it sends you the report to your email. And then you'll go through that report. I don't know, what is it? Probably 15-page report.
Yeah,
it's a very
yeah.
good report that gives you a ton of information to just really helps set you up to make an informed decision. It's very, very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, we didn't have this for my first son when he went to school. And it's nice to have this now because it really, I don't know, I just feel like it gives you more of a track to run on. You're not, you know, like, this is such a broad thing. There's so many schools, there's so many choices. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, kids, all they think about is, oh, you know, my buddies are going there, my friends are going there, oh, they got a good football team, whatever it might be. And so it's really not well thought out. And this just gives you a much better starting point, if I think, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just a matter of getting information into your hands. And we talked a little bit about this, but the difference between these schools can be, because I think that's the conception or a misconception out there, is just that there really isn't that much of a difference.
Right,
like
right.
if I go to school A, B, or C, like, okay, maybe there's, you know, a couple $1,000 mm-hmm. difference here or there, but it can be a lot bigger than that. And even so, I mean, even if it's a couple of $1,000, if your student goes to school for 4 or 5 years,
yeah,
that's $8,000 to $10,000 of loans that they may not have to have when they come out of school. That's a lot of money.
Oh, I'll give you
huge,
just a quick, simple example that, like, if you have a student that's extremely gifted, and Brent and I have talked about this, let's say they want to be a doctor, which we know is a huge commitment with graduate school and medical school and all those things. Well, if they're super gifted, maybe they could get in for undergrad to Notre Dame or Michigan or one of those places, right? But maybe that's not really a great decision. Like, when you start right. looking at this and planning and you say, oh, you know what? Even though they could get into Notre Dame or Michigan, their cost is still going to be fairly significant to go there. Because even though they're gifted, they're not special, right, for
right.
that school, because everybody's gifted that's there. But if maybe they went to Central Michigan or Western Michigan or some of these other schools, they might actually be able to get to go almost for free.
Yeah.
You know,
with the scholarships. Because those schools, I mean, keep in mind, the elite schools, the, you know, the Big Ten schools around here and things, they don't need to give anybody money.
Right.
Right? It doesn't matter how good of a student you are. They have tons of people that want to go to school there.
Yep.
Right? But if you start looking at some of these other ones, it's really, it's a buyer's market.
Yeah,
it really is. And so if you want to go out and you want to look for a great deal, they are out there to be had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially like Dan was saying, I mean, if you have a really, really gifted student, there's tons of opportunities out there.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is like what it does too, because especially if you are a student that wants to be a doctor or something long, that's going to take a lot more education. If you can get those early years almost paid for,
yeah.
I mean, what a difference it makes where you're going to have to spend money, right, for medical school. But if you have saved $100,000, that's a lot of extra money to have available, right, you know, for the other extended school.
Yeah, if there's nothing else to leave somebody with, is that, right? You want to shop around and hopefully you can save a lot of money in the process. So again, yourcollegereport.com is the website. We're actually going to put a sample report in the show notes so you can kind of get a sense of what it looks like. It'll be able to be downloaded so you can kind of really look through it and get a good sense of how this all plays out. But again, if you have any questions, anything on your mind about this, please feel free to reach out to Dan or Brent via the website averywealth.com, or you can call them directly at 517-783-1695. Guys, thanks for taking us through this college report. I know it's something that we've talked about, I think, before on the show, but I really think it's important to continue to remind people about this because, again, we don't want to follow the herd. You want to go your own way and do what's best for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks, fellas. Again, if you haven't subscribed to the show, please do so. We'll have a new episode coming up pretty soon and look forward to talking to you both then.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.